Welcome to the Consultant CEO Podcast. I'm your host, Brashana Miller, where we help corporate consultant CEOs who are tired of being at the mercy of their business and an overworked consultant. If you know you were meant for more and are ready to get back in control of your consultancy, escape the burnout, and earn more, you are in the right place. On this podcast, we'll empower you to elevate into your CEO role, lead and scale your consultancy with a rock-solid team, and drive growth towards a sustainable and profitable consulting business that you love. Let's get into it. Welcome to the Consultant CEO Podcast. I am really excited to finally be here with you all today. I want to just share a couple of things with you today as the first episode of the Consultant CEO Podcast. So this podcast is for consultants who serve client organizations and want to scale their corporate consulting business without burning themselves out. Building your business up until now has been a constant uphill climb, and it may have left you feeling like you don't have the energy or the capacity to do anything else, or even do more or earn more. And that means you've hit a plateau and it's time for a change. I am here to tell you that you deserve more than energy draining revenue plateaus, late nights, tight deadlines, massive workloads, and trading your time for dollars. Stretching yourself thin and trying to do it all leaves you with no room to elevate in your CEO role. I call that your inner CEO. And you'll hear me talk a lot about elevating your inner CEO because I really believe that we show up in our outer CEO role with maybe marketing or when you are doing your client consulting work, but that inner CEO is the CEO that really needs to step up and start taking ownership of the consulting business and the vision. That's what that inner CEO is all about. Now, the truth is, even though you think that doing more and having to take on more is the path to more revenue and the path to your vision, but I'm here to tell you that you started your business with a vision and a purpose much higher than yourself, and to make an impact in the lives of others and the client organizations you serve. The truth is, you can earn more and take your business to new heights and revenue levels without the stress. Those truths are just a few things we're going to be diving into on this podcast. I want you to know, who is this really for? Because if you're listening today, I certainly appreciate your time, but I want to make it very clear to those of you who decided to join me today, who's going to get the most benefit and impact of spending your time listening to me talk to you today about your consulting business. This podcast is for B2B consultants, professional service providers who own their own consulting business and they serve client organizations. And they are already in the six-figure range, already making approximately $300 to $500K a year in their consulting business. You may be a solo CEO right now, or perhaps you've already expanded your business to include a few team members. You have done this work, you know it inside out. And so there's still this underlying idea that no one can do it better than you. On this podcast, we're going to help you work on that. Now, let me explain to you why me. Who am I? Why am I showing up on your podcast feed today? Just a little bit about me. I have a total of 20 years of leadership, business, and consulting experience. I'm also a U.S. Army veteran, and I am a certified project management professional through PMI, the Project Management Institute. And I have a boatload of other certifications as well, which I'm not going to go down that hole, but I do have credentials that have supported me and allowed me to serve the type of clients that I've served and do the type of work that I have done in the past, which is strategy and organizational consulting, as well as being a program manager. I leverage my consulting background in strategy and organization and my work as a program manager. I've managed teams and multi-million dollar contracts that have ranged from $4 million up to approximately $30 million. I've had to hire and fire. I've led teams. I've had to maintain healthy profit margins, organize and streamline business processes and operations, and ensured business objectives were aligned and actualized. So I've done a lot in my span of time as a strategy consultant, a program manager, and I've done this for global Fortune 500 companies, and everything I did was at scale. So there is an art, I know, to being a consultant, meaning your client-facing work and creating deliverables or whatever outputs that your service provides. But then there's also the business side of managing your consulting work, the internal business, which is what I also have deep experience and knowledge in, because I've been on both sides. I've been a consultant, and I've also been responsible for maintaining the business side of the actual consulting work. So I bring a unique set of skills and knowledge that I know many consultants who are building their consulting business needs. And so that's one of the reasons why I started this podcast. There is a lot of common business advice on the internet about consulting businesses, but most of it pertains to online consulting businesses, how to make 10K months, or how to actually just start your consulting business. I know that for the people that I choose to serve, you have already surpassed that level. And so this podcast is designed to meet consultants like you where you are in your phase of expansion and elevation. So building your business, your consulting business, requires you to have a more holistic view of your consulting business and not just a one-dimensional view. I believe that there's a lot of advice that gives you a one-dimensional look into your business. It's either going to focus only on marketing or only on your team or only on leadership. And while there's nothing wrong with that, I think if you really want to really elevate in your CEO role, that you can't have this one-dimensional look. You're going to have to learn how to elevate, which you will hear me talk a lot about, is to elevate in your CEO role so that you can start to have a holistic big picture of what is going on in your consulting business so that you can make the right decisions and understand how your business is truly performing as one unit. And that is a lot of what I had to do as a strategy and organizational consultant and a program manager, is really ensure that there was a healthy business and healthy organization that was operating as one unit. I recognize that there is a knowledge gap in the consulting industry, and God has given each and every one of us a gift. And I do believe that those gifts are meant to help solve problems. And that is what I am doing here on this platform, is to help you solve the problem of having scalability, profitability, and sustainability in your business. So my goal for each and every episode is to help you elevate in your inner CEO role, to empower you as a leader to make bold moves, to break the mold, to build a legacy, and equip you with the business knowledge that you need so that you can make data-informed decisions as a CEO and be confident in how you are leading yourself and others towards your big picture vision. So that's all that I have for you today. Until next time, I will see you on the next episode. Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode of the Consultant CEO Podcast. If you learned something new or gained more insight, share it with us. Head over to iTunes, go to the Consultant CEO Podcast, subscribe to the show, and leave me a review so that we can create a bigger impact together. Until the next time, be the extraordinary CEO that you are meant to be, and I'll see you on the next episode.